Turn your Bibles with me to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. We're continuing our study through the book of 1 John. Starting in verse 15, it says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would really speak to our hearts this morning. I pray that our love and our desires will be focused on you and your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray today that you would help us to cling to you and our relationship with you and put aside the things of this world. Father, I pray that our priorities would be in line with what your will is for our lives. To have you and doing your will as number one on our priority list. Lord, I pray today that you would reveal to us those things that are taking away from our fulfillment in doing your will. I pray today that you'd help us to see those things in the world that are hindering us from accomplishing your will and fulfilling our calling in you and robbing us of the joy of knowing you. Lord, I pray today that you would reveal these things to us through your word and by your spirit. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have you ever heard anyone say, having a close relationship with Jesus is so unfulfilling? Have you ever heard anyone say that? Of course not. Well, there's a reason you haven't heard this. It's because it is impossible to be discontent when you are experiencing the joy of doing God's will. I have talked to many people who have went through a lot of education and a lot of training to be in a certain career field or career path, and they find out after all this training and education that it's really not what they thought it was going to be. And it really wasn't as fulfilling as they thought it was going to be. So they switched their career field or their work field and went on a totally different path in life. I've talked to other people who are very content with the work that they're doing and in the field of work they're doing. And yet the field of work they're doing seems mundane. But they're still content. That tells me something. It tells me and reveals something to me. It tells me that fulfillment isn't tied to the activities we do, but the condition of our heart and mind as we do them. Let me repeat that. Fulfillment isn't tied to the activities we do, but the condition of our heart and mind as we do them. The point of our passage today is to show us how we can have fulfillment as we do the will of God. And there's three keys given to accomplish this in our lives. So let's take a look at this passage and see how we can have fulfillment in the will of God. First of all, let's look at verse 15 again. It says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." First of all, fulfillment in the will of God comes by deciding where to focus your love. Fulfillment in the will of God comes by deciding where to focus your love. Now, doing what you love is the key to fulfillment. We've heard that many times. Well, true fulfillment comes when you love the Lord and do His will. That's where true fulfillment comes. If your love is focused on the world, you won't find fulfillment in doing God's will. Now, to explain this better, I think Jesus always does a better job of explaining things. So let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. In verse 24. Look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 says this: "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other." And then it says, Jesus said, "You cannot serve God and mammon." So you can't, and mammon simply means the things of this world, okay? So you cannot serve God and the world. You have to make the decision what you're going to focus your love and your service on. Either you're going to focus your love and service on Jesus and doing God's will, or you're going to focus your love and your service on this world. But where you decide to focus your love is going to determine whether or not you are serving God or you're serving the world. Now, there's only one choice out of those two that's going to bring you real fulfillment in life, and that is to choose to love God and His will for your life. If you will do that, even the most mundane of tasks will be fulfilling. Because you know you're doing what God wants you to. And you love Him and He loves you, and you will have that great satisfaction and joy in your life. Jesus makes it clear that our love must be focused on Him and not the world, mammon, in order to do God's will. So that's why it's important that we know where our focus is, that we know what we're focusing on, whether we're focusing our love and our desires on Jesus, or are we focusing our love and our desire on ourselves and the things in this world. And that will make the difference on whether we are fulfilled in life or whether we're not fulfilled in life. True fulfillment comes when you love the Lord and do His will. If your love is focused on the world, you won't find fulfillment in doing God's will. And that's important to understand. Jesus makes it clear here. James says in 4:4 that friendship with the world is enmity with God. So, if your desires are constantly on the things of this world, and your love is on the things for this world instead of the Lord, you're actually putting yourself against the Lord. You're bucking against Him and what He wants for your life and what He's created you to be. And so this really puts us at odds with God. And you cannot experience true fulfillment in life if you are bucking against the Lord. So where the love in your heart, will determine greatly whether you have fulfillment in doing God's will. A lot of people go through the motions of Christianity, but don't get any joy out of it. They go through the motions of Christianity. They come to church. They're friendly. They even read their Bible and you know, go through all the motions of Christianity, yet they don't get any fulfillment out of it. Why is that? Why is that? Is it because having a relationship with Jesus is not fulfilling? No. It's because they've gotten their focus and their desires off of their relationship with Jesus and on the things of this world. And they start saying stuff like, "I'm wasting my life. I'm not able to do the things that I want to do. I'm feeling as though I'm missing out on this world and the things that it has to offer. You see the difference? The focus is off of Jesus and on the things of this world. And that's so terrible, because the things of this world are passing away. And we'll find out about that later on. But I want you to understand, it will actually determine your focus, where you focus your love and your desires, will actually determine if you will want to do God's will. Turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. In verse 10. This is the Apostle Paul talking to Timothy about a guy named Demas. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10. It says, "For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica, Crescens for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia." Now, Demas specifically, he forsook Paul and serving the Lord. Why? Because he had focused his love on the things of this world. Christian, you can get out of God's will. Understand that. Many Christians, like Demas, get out of God's will because they get their focus on the things of this world instead of the will of God. You see, Demas was going around starting churches, preaching the word with the Apostle Paul, doing God's will. And then he got his eyes on the world. He got his eyes on the things of this world. And he wasn't satisfied anymore with doing the will of God. And then he departed. He left the will of God so because of the things of this world. Unfortunately, many Christians fall prey to this. They get their eyes on the world. Jesus spoke of this in Luke chapter 8, verse 14, as he describes how the Word of God produces fruit in our lives. Verse 14 describes people who are the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out, just like Demas did, and are choked with the cares, riches, and pleasures of this life, and bring forth no fruit to maturity. You see, Jesus knew that we as Christians are vulnerable to the desires of this world. And so we have to keep our love in check. We have to make sure that our love is focused where it needs to be focused. That our love is focused on the Lord Jesus Christ and doing His will, and not the things of this world. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not wrong for us to enjoy some of the things in this world. I enjoy going fishing. I enjoy the boat I go out on to go fishing. I enjoy those things. But they need to be put in their place. My love for that needs to be put in check. That can't be the focus of my love. My love needs to be on Jesus. You know what makes going fishing on my boat fulfilling? I'll tell you what makes going on my boat fishing fulfilling. When I take out guys like Jamie and George and others that don't have a clue what fishing is, and I got to take them out on the boat, and I get to talk to them about the Lord, and I get to fellowship with them and show them Christian love like I just did, right? I disguised it a little bit, but it's Christian love. That's what makes it fulfilling for me. That's what really makes it fulfilling. That I feel like I'm doing what God wants me to do, to exhort other Christians, while I'm enjoying something like fishing. Okay? So it's not wrong to want to experience the joy of doing some of the things that the world has to offer, but it's only fulfilling when it's in the context of you feeling like you're doing what God wants you to. Okay? When you're doing what God wants you to, that's when it becomes fulfilling. And that's what we need to see here. God wants us to stay focused on His will. So we start out wanting to serve God, and we need to make sure that we don't get pulled away by the desires of this world. Now, where is your focus? That's my question, okay? Where is your love focused, is more like it. Where is your love focused? Is your love focused on the Lord and His will? Or is it focused on the cares, riches, and pleasures of this world? Think about that for a minute. What are you constantly thinking about as you go through your week? What is it that drives you to keep going? What is it that makes you want to go out and do things? If you want real fulfillment in your life, you must decide to put your focus and love on Jesus and keep Him as number one in your life. Now, understand something about Jesus. He's really the only one that deserves to be number one in your love and desire, because He's the one who died on the cross, gave His life sacrificially so that you could have eternal life. You see, that's where ultimate fulfillment comes. Not in the pleasures of the temporary, but in the hope of the eternal. Think about that for a minute. If you don't have an eternal hope, how can you have true soul satisfaction? How can you have true fulfillment in life? You can't. Jesus provided it, though. Jesus is the one who has provided a way for us to have genuine fulfillment in our lives. So He is the only one deserving of our number one priority in our love and our desires. And He deserves for us to keep Him as number one in our priorities and in our love. And so I hope we will remember that. Focus your love, your desires on the Lord Jesus, and ask Him to help you follow His will, and you will experience true fulfillment in life. It will only be when you get your focus off of Him and on the world that you will experience discontentment. Mark it down. Every time, that's what will happen. Now turn back to 1 John chapter 2. We're going to read verse 16. It says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." Now, secondly, fulfillment in the will of God comes when you let the Lord control your desires. Fulfillment in the will of God comes when you let the Lord control your desires. So you focus your love on the Lord, and then you ask Him to control your desires. Okay? You can't overcome the things of this world on your own. Okay? The lure of these things is too great for you to handle on your own. You need the Lord to help you control your desires. Now, the world says there are three things that are important in life. The world says there's three things that are important in life. Pleasures, which is the lust of the flesh, desiring to fulfill the lust of the flesh, the things of the flesh. So pleasures is one of those things that we see a lot of importance put on in life, in this world. Possessions, The lust of the eyes. We see a lot of this in our world, where possessions, we watch TV and we see the commercials, and we're constantly bombarded with things that we should have in our lives and that we can't live without, right? Possessions, the lust of the eyes. And that's why they show these things on the commercials, because they want you to see what you're missing so that you will desire it and go out and buy it. Let me ask you a question. Do your possessions help you do God's will, or do they hinder you from doing God's will? That's a good question to ask as you look at your possessions. Are they helping you do God's will, or are they hindering you from doing God's will? Do they keep you from serving the Lord faithfully like you should? Or do they help you serve the Lord faithfully like you should? And then thirdly, prestige, the pride of life. Oh, I belong to such and such club. I live over here in Governor Francis Farms or wherever else, right? You ever see that? You know, prestige. I drive a Lexus, even though it's just a Toyota with a different name on it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's about prestige, right? And so we got to be careful of that. And we've got to allow the Lord to control our desires. Now, if you have a Lexus, don't think I'm making fun of you, okay? But understand what I'm saying here. Pleasures, possessions, prestige are all things that will pull us away from the will of God. So we've got to ask the Lord to help us with our desires, that we would not be desiring those things over the will of God. You know, last year we learned from our study in the book of Ecclesiastes. We went through the whole book of Ecclesiastes on Sunday morning. You remember that? Well, Solomon, we learned that Solomon tried to gain fulfillment in life by experiencing all that the world had to offer. And Solomon, being the richest man in all the world, was able to experience all this world had to offer in abundance. And what conclusion did he come to? All is vanity, right? All is vanity. He found no real fulfillment in all the things that this world had to offer. Please keep that in mind as you pray and ask the Lord to keep your desires in check, that you would ask him to help you keep your desire on doing his will and loving him. That's what's important in life. That's what's going to bring true fulfillment in life. That's where we need to be. The whole problem with Solomon was he got his focus off the Lord and on himself. Now, mark it down. When you start focusing on yourself, what you want, what you desire, you're starting down the path of getting out of God's will. Okay? When that starts happening, that's where you're going, okay? So, you've got to keep in check, okay, am I being self-centered? Am I focusing too much on myself, Lord? Help me not to be focused so much on myself, because that's what happened. Even with Solomon, the wisest man in all the world, was able to be allured by the things of this world. So when we focus on ourselves, we and our desires go from spiritual, when we focus on ourselves, our desires go from spiritual to worldly. This is described for us in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verses 6 through 8 say this. For to be carnally minded, worldly minded, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So I want you to remember verse 6 especially. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, life and peace. This is the very definition of fulfillment. Think about it for a minute. If you have eternal life and peace in your heart, are you fulfilled? Of course. Of course you are. That's what we're talking about here. A peace that brings great fulfillment. But it can only come if you are focused on God and the things of the Lord and not focused on the things of this world. If you are carnally minded, then you will not be satisfied in life. Do you want life and peace? Well, ask the Lord to control your desires. Try really seeking to do the will of God, and you will find that your life will take on new meaning and purpose. That is what you need to do. Then finally, in verse 17, it says this, "And the word and the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." Now, fulfillment in the will of God, and this is my final point, fulfillment in the will of God comes when you live for the eternal instead of the temporary. Fulfillment in the will of God comes when you live for the eternal instead of the temporary. Notice John is reminding us that this world and all that is in it is passing away. It is temporary. It is decaying as we speak. It is here for a moment in history. And we need to see that. When we live for the cares, riches, and pleasures of this world, we are wasting our lives on the futile, dying things of life. I don't want to pour my life into death, things that are dying. Pour your life into something that will last forever. Pouring your life into something that won't last can't bring real fulfillment. Understand that. But if you will stop dwelling on the temporary junk and focus on following the eternal way of Jesus, you will find fulfillment. That's what we need to understand. Psalm 119 says it so well. You can turn there if you'd like. Psalm 119. In verse 37, says this. "Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way." What an awesome verse of Scripture. What a wonderful prayer. I hope all of us today will pray this verse. I hope all of us today will pray this verse and believe it in our hearts and say, "Lord, turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way, in your will, Lord. Revive me." That's what we need to pray today. That is what we're encouraged to do today. To put aside the worldly desires, the temporary things, the worthless things of the world, and really focus on living for the Lord. That is what we're called to do today in this passage of Scripture. Instead of living for the next event, take joy in doing even the most mundane task, because you know you are doing God's will. Because doing the will of God has eternal value. Now, God wants you to have a fulfilling life. Understand that. God desires that you have a fulfilling life. He never intended for you to have an unfulfilling life. How you get that fulfilling life is what you need to understand today. You're going to get fulfillment in life as you follow His will for your life. So ask Him to reveal His will in your life. Ask Him to help you stay away from the worldly desires that keep you from doing His will. And I promise you, as you do that, you will find direction from God, because He promises that He'll give you direction. And as you fulfill His direction for your life, I guarantee you will find fulfillment. Because even if you give a cup of water in His name, He will mark it down for all eternity.